奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
我们先请看一节一段圣经。
Let's refer to a passage.
约翰福音十六章。
Book of John, chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
Book of John, chapter 16.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所看见的都说出来，便要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。十五节。
15.
凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。这一段话很重要。
This passage is very important.
这个只是我们就是门徒啊，要怎么样去明白圣经里头的这一些真理。
Because it reveals to the disciples how to approach the truth in the Bible.
神要做的事情都记在圣经里面。
What God wants to accomplish has already been recorded in the Bible.
因为圣经啊。旧约圣经，现在包括新约圣经，整个神救赎的计划都已经包括在里面。
The entire plan of salvation has already been recorded in both the New Testament and Old Testament.
那看这个就有时候的问题。当时主耶稣在世的时候，圣灵还没有来，所以门徒听主耶稣讲这些奥秘啊，这些救恩的计划，他们。好像知道，可是又不了解。
Before the pouring down of the Holy Spirit, disciples thought they had understood the words of Jesus, but yet they didn't understand.
所以这里讲等就是时候的问题哈，等真理的圣灵来了哈。
So here, when it asks us to wait for the Spirit of the Truth,
从这里就知道它有阶段，它有时候，有阶段的阶段性的。
Tells us that the revelation of the truth comes in steps.
那么真理的圣灵来以后，他就会引导，会带领我们进到真理里头去，去了解真理。
And the Spirit of Truth will guide us into all the truth.
那这里提到这个圣灵啊，他是怎么样来带领我们
？How does the Spirit of Truth guide us?
说他不是凭自己说的。
It does not speak on its own accord.
这句话我们也是思想。
And this deserves some meditation.
因为圣灵是奉差遣的。
Because this spirit has been sent.
所以他不能够凭自己说话的。
Therefore, it will speak on its own authority.
今天我们都是奉差遣的。
Likewise, today we are all have been sent.
主耶稣说，奉差遣的人呢，不能大于差他的人。
Those who are sent are not greater than the one who sent them.
所以我们都要听命于差我们的主啊。
So we have to listen to the master that have sent us.
你看，连保惠书都是这样子的。
Even Paul followed this principle.
那么主耶稣在世的时候，他更是这样子。他说：“我凭自己不能做什么呢？因为他是奉差遣的。”
Jesus, for example, has said that I cannot do anything on my own because I have been sent.
所以一定要很忠心，乃是把他所看见的、所听见的说出来。
Therefore, we must be faithful and speak of what we have seen and what we have heard.
所以今天我们一定要以这样的精神啊，我们是奉差遣的，所以我们所看见的、所听见的啊，从主那边，从圣灵。现在圣灵差遣了，要告诉我们，所以我们从圣灵领受，从圣灵听见的，从圣灵看见的，我们就说出来。
It's with this humble attitude that we speak of what we have heard and speak of what we have received.
那这个圣灵呢，还要把将来的事告诉我们。
The Spirit of Truth will reveal to us what will come in the future.
将来的事是属于这个预言性的，所以到时候会知道，我们会在。这个事情要到的时候他会告诉我们。
And he will speak to us of the things that are to come.
这个叫一种启示，因为未来的事情他告诉我们就是一种启示。
And He will reveal to us what are to come.
所以圣灵也叫做启示的灵。
And that is why the Spirit is also a spirit of revelation.
好，那十四节这里讲啊，十四节十五节这个很重要。
14, 15 are also very important.
这个圣灵带领我们明白一切的真理啊，明白将来的事情是有一个目标的，有一个目的的。
There is a purpose that the Spirit reveals to us what is to come.
啊，是要荣耀主耶稣。
It is to glorify Jesus.
哎，这个是我们一定要啊，这个啊保守住的一个原则啊。
This is yet another principle that we must adhere to.
避免了我们有一些自己认为说，哎呀，好像我懂得很多，就有一点啊，像哥林多教会那种说，哎呀，我知识比人家高，有一点自高的那种心态出来啊。
The purpose of this is to prevent us from becoming proud.
所以这十四节说，他要荣耀我，因为啊，他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Verse 14, He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare to you.
那是可见这个圣灵是听主耶稣的。
So, this spirit obeys to the word, to Jesus.
主耶稣授给他的，啊，赐给他的，而且，啊，这个传给他的，他就传给我们。
It faithfully, relays what has been, declared to him to us.
所以我们向主耶稣祷告，那么主耶稣垂听我们祷告，他就借着圣灵把主耶稣的意思呢传达给我们。
We pray to Jesus and He listened to us. So through the Holy Spirit, what He asks us to accomplish is relayed to us.
那这句话也很有意思啊。
Yeah, this is, verse is in itself very interesting.
看十五节啊。
Verse 15.
说凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
All that the Father has is mine, therefore He said,He will take me what is mine and declare it to you.
所以十五节就主耶稣亲自来说明、来解释啊，上面这句话。
Verse 15 is a personal interpretation of what he just said in the previous verse.
可见这个时候主耶稣已经回到天父的那个啊那个位置。
Jesus spoke of this verse in the position of the status that.Of the Heavenly Father.
因为他对门徒说，回到父那里去了。
Because he will take what is of the Father and declare it to us.
所以现在主耶稣的命令就是天父的命令。
So the commandments of Jesus is identical to the commandments of our Heavenly
Father. 主耶稣还在世上的时候，他以儿子的身份听受于天父啊的吩咐啊来行事的。
While he was in this world, he obeyed as a son would obey his father.
那在现在复活回到天父那里去啊，现在差来的，差来的就是保惠师。
Now he has returned to his heavenly father, and the Holy Spirit has been sent.
说父因我的名所差来的保惠师。
And the Spirit is sent by the Father.
是父差来的，可是是用耶稣基督的名差来的啊。
It's sent by the Father in the name of Jesus Christ.
你看，那就一样，它就一样的嘛，啊，一样的啊。所以说，授予主的就是天父的啊，就是天父的命令。好，那么圣灵呢，就要将天父的旨意呢来显明给我们，让我们来向主耶稣说，我遵行天父的旨意，做成他的功。好，就是这样子。
The Holy Spirit will reveal the will of the Father to us so that we may accomplish what the Father wants to accomplish.
所以今天呢，我们是靠着圣灵啊来完成这个任务啊。
So it's through the Spirit that we will accomplish our mission.
好，那么这一些这个要借着圣灵，让我们带领我们进入一切的真理，那就是我们就是要顺服真理，完成真理对我们的要求。
So in order to be led into the truth, we have to submit to the Spirit and complete the requirement of the Spirit.
所以我们上一代的这个工人啊，他们持守这个原则，这是一个入门，也是一个很最重要的啊，我们要啊这个遵循的一个轨道。
The previous generation of the workers followed this principle. It's the beginning of what it means to be guided into the truth.
哦，那在靠圣灵来明白真理的啊，我们需要有一些工具。
And there are certain tools that we need to have.
啊，需要遵守一些啊原则。
Principles that we need to follow.
啊，这个就不会冲突了哈，先把这个理清楚啊。
This is something that needs to be stated very clearly in the beginning.
因为有时候我们会这样的观念，认为说我靠圣灵就好了，那么这些什么什么是经学啊，什么这些啊，这个不需要啊。
Because one pitfall that we often fall into is through the reliance of the Holy Spirit, we can put ourselves above the principles.
这样的话就有一点偏颇啊。
And this is not quite correct.
靠圣灵这个是我们很重要，就是。如果没有圣灵就免谈了，但是今天我们是靠着圣灵来引导来明白一切的真理。
Reliance of the Holy Spirit is the bare minimum because without which we can not accomplish anything. But today we will rely on the Holy Spirit to understand the truth.
哦，那现在我们需要啊有工具来帮助我们完成这个任务。
And we also need to have the tools to help us accomplish our understanding of the Bible.
所以释经学就是这个工具啊。
And this is what it means to explain the Bible correctly.
所以现在呢，我们要看这个这个介绍里头啊，我就提到这些我需要遵守的。我们在运用释经学的时候，它有给我们一些原则，一些准则啊。
Next, I'd like to talk about the principles that we should follow.
我们根据这些准则呢，进入圣经里头去解释、去了解圣经的这个意义。
With these principles, we can be guided into the truth in the Bible.
所以现在我就请大家来看这个，我简单的来介绍一下这些原则。
So I'd like to go over these principles briefly.
我们要做一个忠心有见识的仆人。
In order to be a faithful servant,
我想我们对于解释圣经，首先要牢记解释圣经的一些定则，已经是很固定的啊这个原则。
We have to be acquainted with the Bible principles when it comes to interpreting.
我们看到这个第一段这个引论的第六啊第六。第一大段的最后一点项，最后一项。
Point number six under Roman numeral one。
哎，那叫定则，就是这个一定要解释圣经要在这个定则这个范围里面。
Principles that we must adhere to when it comes to interpretation of the Bible。
所以我们在要了解这个定则，第一啊，就是圣经都是神所默示的，它有绝对的权威性。
The Bible is inspired by God, has absolute authority.
所以不应该对圣经有任何的存疑。
So we should not doubt the words of the Bible.
很多人查考圣经用一种科学的精神、怀疑的态度去查考，这个一定会错误的。
Some people like to approach Bible from the perspective of a scientist, and this will ultimately lead them to
error. 这是第一项定则，所以你一定要相信圣经，用信心入门。你才能真正圣灵才会带领你了，不然的话，圣灵不会理你的。
So we have to first acknowledge the Bible and submit to the Spirit, and then the Spirit will guide us.
如果你以怀疑的心入门的话，圣灵不会带领你。
If we
邪灵会带领你。
Approach the Bible with doubts, then the Holy Spirit will not guide us. Rather, the evil spirit will guide us.
这个是很可怕的啊。
It's very scary.
所以这第一点就很重要。
And this is very important.
第二啊，就是圣经本身具有解释的原则。
And second point is that there are principles of explaining Bible in Bible itself.
只要我们存着顺服的心，应用这些原则，一定可以找到经文里头真正的含义。
As long as we approach the Bible with with humility, these principles will lead us to the truth.
好，所谓以经解经，一定这个圣经啊。它本身有解，像主耶稣，你看上面这样讲，下面它就有说明。
So, we need to learn to explain Bible with Bible, and yeah.
好，那常常在这个保罗写的书信也是一样，前面讲，后面都有说明了。
Often, If you read a passage carefully, what has been said previously will be explained again in the latter passage.
所以以赛亚书里面说这个圣经啊，每一句话都有配偶啊，就是这个意思啊。
And there are, for each verse in the Bible, there are other verses in the Bible that will explain it.
所以呢，我们在结束圣经的时候，要有这样的认定啊。
So these are some of the understandings we should have.
那我们有这种信心呢？圣灵会带领我们想起另外一节解释的圣经来。
With faith, the Spirit will help us recognize that the verses in the rest of the Bible that explain the verses we want to understand.
当你把圣经都读熟悉了之后，啊，圣灵就会这样带领你啊。
And if you have thoroughly acquainted yourself with the Bible, this is the way that the Holy Spirit will guide you.
哎，你要解释这节圣经的时候，啊，这个圣经怎么解释？圣灵就带领你想起那个解释这节圣经的那个经节出来。
When it comes to explain a verse that you have in mind, the Holy Spirit will help you remember another verse in the Bible that will explain the verse.
这个圣灵的带领很奇妙的哈。
And this.This type of guidance of Holy Spirit is itself very
important. 但是你一定要相信这个这样的一个原则，不然的话，圣灵就没有办法带你。没有在这个轨道上，圣灵就没有办法带领你。嗯。
But the first step for us to do is to believe in the guidance of Holy Spirit. Otherwise, He will not be able to guide us.
我们看一下这个约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
就是一定要有信心来领受啊，主耶稣啊对我们所应许的。
That we must approach the truth with faith.
说但保惠师啊，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵啊，他要将一切事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Verse 26. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all that I have said to you.
啊。这是我个人的体验。
This is a verse that describes my experience.
因为我相信主耶稣这个应许。
Because I believe in this promise of Jesus.
我相信这个圣经里的这个话。
I believe in this verse.
在信心的范围里面，圣灵就会带领我们。
Within the guidance of faith, Holy Spirit will guide us.
常常都是这样想起来的。
And often this is how I have come to remembering of verses.
所以要明白这个事，他就让你想起圣灵，就让你想起另外这个解释的圣经以来，哇，我们就明白了这个圣经的意义啊。
Often the Holy Spirit will guide me so that I can understand other verses. Use other verses to explain the verses I want to understand.
好，这个是第二个定旨啊，很重要，要有信心啊。
So having faith is the second principle.
那第三呢？看过来这个第三。说圣经的渊源的讨论呢，是已经完成了的啊。
The discussion of the origin of the Bible is completed.
因为经过了这个将近两千年了。
Because as it has been filtered through the last past 2,000 years.
按这个圣经的考定啊，一切有关的这一些外在的环境啊，所有的这些背景的问题啊，都有经过很详细的讨论了。
The time, the background, the author, the society, and all background has been thoroughly discussed.
而且呢，已经把那圣经编排成为这样六十六卷的这样的顺序。
It's been arranged into 66 books.
我相信这个不是偶然的。
This is not a random event in itself.
这个是出于神的手。
It's through the guidance of the hands of God.
你有这样的信心，你就可以从六十六卷的圣经啊去了解说，为什么圣经这样编排，圣灵会让你了解。
With this type of faith, you can approach the Bible and it will help you understand.
啊，那有些人不一样，他想像要再重新考定一下，为什么应该这一卷要排在前面呢、啊？才对啊，什么的呀？这个没有益处的，这样没有益处的。哎、
But some people, they will refuse to accept this principle and.Want to re-examine all aspects of Bible by themselves.
所以不要再去考定这个事情。
But this approach in itself is not fruitful. And
相信现在这个六十六卷的圣经这样的组合啊，是出于神的。
for us to believe that the way the Bible has been arranged in its current format through the guidance of hands of God is important.
那圣灵就会从创世纪到启示录啊，好像一个一节一个环节，一个环节这样环环相扣的，让你看得很清楚，很奇妙的。哎。
And with this faith, Holy Spirit will help us understand all the books in its place in the Bible.
啊，这个是信心啊。
From Genesis to the last book in the Bible.
圣灵的带领啊。
This is faith and the guidance of Holy Spirit.
所以叫做定则，你一定要相信啊，相信这样。
So these are the principles that we should really believe.
好，第四点。
Point 4.
解经的主要目的是在发现作者的原意，建立纯正的信仰，充实属灵的生活。
The purpose of explaining the Bible is to find out the true meaning of the author so as to build a pure religion and to live out our spiritual life to the fullness.
所以我们解释圣经的目标正确，不是说哎要做博士，哎不是的。
With the proper understanding of the purpose of explaining Bible, we will understand the truth.
所以应该没有圣经博士啊。
So it's not necessary to become a theological theologian, doctor in theology to understand the Bible.
世上有很多博士，但是圣经我看是没有的哈。
There are many doctors in this world, but there is no doctors when it comes to explaining the Bible.
所以今天我们这个目标要正确。
So with the right mindset,
圣灵就会带领我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us.
这些定则就是要让我们在圣灵的带领之下，真正去明白圣经，让从圣经里头建立我们的信仰，而且呢，使我们过着真正信仰的生活，这样子。
The purpose of these principles is to help us understand the truth in the Bible, so that we can establish our faith and live a spiritual life according to the truth in the Bible.
这个是第一点啊。
That's
第二呢？第二就是要了解啊一般的基本解经的原则啊。
Under Roman numeral 2 principles of common explanation.
所以下面我介绍啊这个一般的基本解经的原则。
I'd like to introduce common principles.
那么这些原则呢？大家很简要的做一个说明啊。
Briefly.
我们大略来看一下啊。
Let's go quickly.
第一就是相信圣经是有至上的权威啊。
Believe Bible has absolute authority.
这个是信心的入门。
This is the beginning of explaining the Bible.
啊，那第二点。
Second point.
以经解经啊，是最好的解经法。
Use another verse to explain another verse is the best explanation.
这是我们上一代的人呢、工人呢、非常强调的。
This is a point that was very well emphasized in the previous generation.
那这个是没有错，这个是很重要的一个原则。
This principle is extremely important.
我们利用其他的方法来解释经，也是要达到这个目的啊。
Even if you were to use other methods to understand the Bible, ultimately this is the goal you seek to
accomplish. 其实我们应用这个释经学呢，并不是另外要去找什么方法，其实就帮助我们怎么样用圣经来解释圣经。
And when it comes to biblical exegesis, all these tools are merely to help us use one verse to explain another verse.
第三点呢。
Number 3.
在解经的过程当中啊，圣灵的引导是绝对必须的啊，这个是我们第开始的就提到了啊。
During the process, the guidance of Holy Spirit is necessary.
因为这个圣经在我灵写的，灵就是经意，灵意就是经意啊。圣经啊，表面上的文字，其实它这个以文在意，那个意思的经意啊，我们是要了解那个经意。
Because Holy Spirit understanding what is spiritual, therefore it will reveal to us what is spiritual.
那么所谓圣灵带领我们进入真理，就进入到经义里头，了解它的真正的这个属灵的意义啊。
And it will guide us into the original meaning of the Bible.
所以有时候没有圣灵的带领啊，就会受到这个一直。被挡在这个字面上的这个这种意义的，好。
We will without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we'll be confined to understanding the very superficial, literal interpretation of words.
所以这项功夫也就要借着祷告了。
This is a work that needs a lot of prayer.
第四点呢?
Number four.
要认识圣经是以人的思想包含神的真理。
Our human thoughts to embrace God's truth in order to understand the Bible.
所以你看每一个先知啊，都讲话的方式啊，或者说都不一样。
Prophets in the Bible each has different tone and different ways of writing.
那么神启示他的方式也不一样。
God also has different ways of revealing to prophets in the Bible.
因为神知道我要怎么样用这个人。
Because God knows how to use His prophets.
那么使徒也是一样。
Likewise with the apostles.
我们看彼得的书信啊，保罗的书信啊，他这个风格都不一样。
When you look at Paul's letters, the letters of Peter, they each have it has its own styles and.
还有按照当时的这个背景啊，各方面的因素啊，也会不一样。
And because it's written on the different cultural backgrounds, it will also come across to us as being different.
那圣经这样说，在以前呢，借着先知，多方来教导我们。
Before, it's God used the prophets to teach us.
然后幕后就借着主耶稣成为肉身来，他儿子的身份来教导我们。
Later, Jesus came under the status of the Son of God to teach us.
那么主耶稣以后，借着圣灵，借着使徒啊，先知啊，来告诉我们。
And later, through the Holy Spirit and through the apostles, disciples, he teach us.
所以我们了解保罗的这些，他了解保罗这个人，了解彼得这个人，对我们解释圣经，了解他说话是有帮助的。这个就是所谓圣经的背景问题。好。So
understanding what kind of person Paul is or Peter is will help us to understand the Bible.
好，第五点呢。
Number five.
我们要确知圣经是一种进行中的启示。
We need to know that the Bible is a revelation in progress.
圣灵按时后这样来带领我们明白的。
It's let this process is led under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
时候没有到，你打不开的。
When the time has not come, the truth will remain hidden from us.
那时候到，它就会打开。
And when the time comes, it will be revealed to us.
现在我们最关心的是启示录。
A book that often arouses much interest is
Book of Revelation. 很多人关心启示录。
And people pay a lot of attention to Book of Revelation.
其实启示录最简单。
But in my opinion, Revelation is the simplest.
其他的圣经我都很用心，就是启示录我最轻松。
And for me, I often have to spend lots of time studying other books in the Bible, but when it comes to Revelation, I have the easiest time.
因为你在启示录用下功夫啊，没有什么用处的。
Because I recognize that it's futile to spend a lot of time explaining Revelation.
它是按照时间在打开的，没有打开你怎么敲都没有用啊。
It's revealed. It's a revelation in progress. Therefore, when the time has not come,
我们看一下启示录第一章啊。
It's futile to. To explain,
他开始就告诉你要怎么对待启示录。
Revelation chapter 1 teaches how to approach Book of Revelation.
看到第三节。
Verse 3.
前面就讲到启示录是怎么写启示录的。The
previous verse described how the book was written.
然后第三节说，念这书上预言的。 和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
Blessed is he who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. Blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written therein, for the time is near.
这里讲到念，讲到听，讲到遵守。
The verbs being used are read, hear, keep.
所以启示录你念就有福气了，念就有福气了。So
you are blessed when you read this book.
因为念你就熟悉说有这样的事情啊。Because
when you read, you acquaint yourself with what's in the Book of Revelation.
所以你就很留意啊，有这样的事情，到时候哎， 一出现你就看见了嘛，你就知道哦，现在已经哦，时候到什么时候啊
？Because you have the knowledge, so when things happen in its time, you recognize them.
但是你念你要听，听就是你明白的意思。
When you read, you also must hear. The to hear means you understand. You take it in.
我们问人家说，我讲了，你听到了没有？那什么意思
？When you ask someone, I have said something to you. Did you hear what I just said?
不是听到声音了、啊，听到不是听到声音，是我讲的，你明白了吗？是这个意思啊
？You're not asking them, have you heard my voice? But rather, you're asking them, did you understand what I have just said?
所以你念了这个启示录，或者听人家念了，你听到，你明白了，哎，那你就遵守。
So when you read the book of Revelation, you understand it.And then you will obey it.
这个就有福气了。
You will keep it, and you will be blessed.
那至于说你，我查什么？我这个奥秘，我知道很多。说知道很多，就不一定有福气了。
So, when you study this book in depth and claim to have understood the mystery of this Bible, but this book, then you are not necessarily more blessed.
时候还没有到，你就去用哇，怎么样去猜猜猜猜？你猜错了，不但没有福气，有人说乱讲，你乱讲。
But when the time is not right, is not near, and you attempt to understand this book on your own, then you are not necessarily better off. You are a lot worse off.
所以为了避免呢、啊、犯这个错误啊，我们还是守本分一点。
So in order to fall into the trap, it's better that we take a more conservative approach.
因为这个是属于最后要那个神的启示要打开，等下那个是神的事情，一定要到时候就这样开的。
When the time, when God's time is arrives, then the truth will be open to us.
不要存着好奇心啊，去我一直要查考启示录，很危险的。
Don't be too curious and insisting on wanting to understand the Book of Revelation. This kind of attitude is.
我看现在很多人呢、啊，很流行这个啊。
Although this is pretty trendy nowadays, but it's dangerous.
还是小心一点好啊。
Better watch out for this.
好，接下来我们看回来啊。
Let's go back to
第六点。
Handout number six.
应当以复述为解释。是重申经文的原意，不生新意啊！这一点什么意思呢
？We need to base the explanation as stating the original meaning of the passage without creating any new meaning.
因为圣经本身就是精炼的一个，它就是真理的话，很精炼的真理的话。
The Bible itself is are very condensed truth of spirit.
那我们经过解释之后呢，是要了解它的经义。
So, after it's been interpreted, our goal is to help us understand.
哦，那了解经义之后呢，它的原貌还是要保存的，就是以这句话圣经的这个原文做成，因为我们已经明白了原文这句话就是最好的结论，就最好的啊，它真正我们已经明白它的这个意义了。所以那句话是最好的。
So after we have understand, we think we have understand the truth, we have to make sure that we uphold the integrity of the verse and not to distort the passage in any way.
不可能说你解释这句圣经经过解释以后，哎，变成另外一句话了，不可能这样子的啊。
It's not possible to interpret the Bible and only to find out afterward that you have created a new meaning of the verse you've
interpreted. 所以当我们把圣经解释清楚之后，就把那一句原原本本的这个圣经的话放在心里头，这样就好。
So after we have extract the original meaning of the passage, we keep it in our hearts.
好，这个再看呢，第七点啊。
Point number seven.
说对一般的经文呢，要先找出最明显、最确实的解释来。
We first.Find out the most obvious meaning of the passage.
由我们所了解的，再去了解那些还不太清楚的这样子。
Through what is obvious and known to us, we understand what is unknown.
其实我们就是这样子的，一步一步这样，因为神就按时分粮给我们的。
And this is our attitude. We take it one step at a time according to the guidance of God.
那么按时分粮啊，可以像打一个比喻，像我们在吃大餐的时候，它是一道一道，师傅是这样安排的嘛。啊，这第一道，第二道，第三道，他就看看你第一道都还没有吃，那就等了，等到你吃完了再出第二道出来。
Think of this process as attending a wedding banquet. You go to a banquet and the dishes come in sequence with, and it.
哦，我们在道理上的学习也是这样，一步一步向前走哈。
So likewise, with our learning of the truth, we take it one step at a time.
我们不要期待说我就要一飞冲天啊，不要这样期待啊。
Don't think that you are going to come up with anything original and make a name for yourself.
神的真理是道路，道路是用走的，不是用飞的。
This process has to be traveled carefully and has to be. It's like analogous to walking on a path. You cannot expect to reach another point.
现在这个21世纪啊，不用飞的，但太慢太慢，走路太慢。
And you cannot say that I want to reach point A to point B in the most rapid fashion, so I'm going to fly.
世界上的事情呢，飞得越快越好。可是呢，真理啊，是一步一步走出来的，没有变，从古到今没有变。
There are certain things in the world that it's better if it's done faster, but then the truth in the Bible has always been the truth and it has never changed.
所以这个原则非常重要。
So this principle is important.
避免呢走错路跌倒啊。
To keep in mind so that we will not stumble.
好，那看到第八点。
Number eight.
那么除非有很充足的依据啊，不应该承认啊一句话有多于一项的解释。
Without sufficient evidence and full support, one sentence does not have more than one meaning.
这个真理只有一世。只有一世，不可能啊又
好。Each verse has very specific meaning.
所以保罗啊他很强调这一点。
And this is a point.Emphasized very much by Paul.
如果有在另外的不同的，那就不对了。
Anything apart from this, is not right.
不会说今天是，明天变成灰，不可能这样子。
It's not likely that what is accepted as true will all of a sudden become false tomorrow.
世界上的这些是这样子的，现在说的很对，啊，是小孩子讲的对，他长大以后变成不对，就放掉了。
Maybe this is how we operate in this world, that as a child, we, one day it's one thing and another day it's a different thing.
但是真理只有一世，真理是永不改变的，啊。
But Bible is never going to change, it's same as yesterday.
好，那么第九就像说解释只有一个，啊，但是应用却是多方面的，啊，这个是我们要不要混在一起，啊。
There's a very specific interpretation of each verse, but when it comes to application, many applications are possible.
所以现在我们在学习圣经的时候，一定要遵守这个原则。
This, when it comes to learning the Bible, this is a principle that we should follow.
我们在做读经分享，尤其是在团契里头啊，读经分享的时候，一定要遵守这个原则。
Principle that we should pay attention to as we engage in group fellowship or group Bible study.
我们读了一段圣经。
After reading a passage of the Bible.
首先，我们知道这一段圣经告诉我们什么真理，不变的真理。
First, we seek to extract original, unchanging, meaning of the verse.
哦，那可能有一些我们已经很清楚了解，但是有些不太清楚的。
Maybe there are some, nuances that we understood before, but and some are not understandable to us.
那么不太清楚的，当在场的没有一个人能够很正确的去了解这个，我们要把那个放着，不要管它。
So under Bible study setting, when no one in the group can interpret, can have a true appreciation, true appreciation of its original meaning, we need to put it aside.
我们不要浪费时间在那个上头，不要，不需要。
Cannot afford to waste time on something that we don't understand.
要把时间放在我们明白的这些真理，已经明白的这个真理上头啊，去分享，来分享我们啊，应在生活上面怎么样去表现这些真理啊，把这些真理实行在我们的生活上头去。
Rather, we should seek to apply what we have understand, what we have understood in our life.
那可能每一个人的感受不一样。
Maybe different people will have different experiences.
这个是没有问题的。
So, it will be okay.
好，真理是只有一次。
So、there's one specific in.
但是我吃了之后，我所得到的营养，那就不一样了，不一定一样。
There's one specific interpretation, but after you have digested this, this specific interpretation, you may have been nourished in different ways.
同样的这些食物啊，我们吃的都食物都相同的，但是呢，进到我们里头去。经过我们的身体消化吸收的，可能个人不一样。
We may partake the same food, but when it comes to digesting, and how our body reacts to the food, each person reacts differently.
好，那这个时候，这个个人不同的感受，就可以做很美的、很好的这个分享。
So different acceptance and different understanding will guide us into better sharing of the truth.
但是不要反过来哦，个人那个感受不是真理哦，哦，千万不要弄错了哦，那个不是真理啊。
You have to be careful that the converse is not true. What we have shared is not necessary the truth in the Bible.
哦，这个本末不可以导致啊。
So you can have to make sure you understand the cause and effect relationship.
那第十点呢？圣经中的这个人物事例。要有命令的指示，方可作为效法的权威啊。
The example of the Bible events and characters do not have authority for us to follow unless it's authoritative.
因为我发现有些人讲一些人物啊，哇，没有他有什么什么美点，什么什么优点，什么怎么样，哦，那么就好像他很具有权威，我们每个人都要像他一样啊，要效法他这个人这样的做法，这样的话就。超过了圣经的要求。
Sometimes when it comes to discussing virtues of biblical characters, we have a tendency to say that, oh, we should follow or imitate the deeds of certain biblical characters.
所以我们解释圣经之后，我们要这个教训的时候，不要超越这个超越这个原则啊。
But we have to be careful so that, our interpretation of these Bible characters do not exceed the authority of the Bible.
一定要圣经上很清楚的要求，我们才能这样来教训啊。
Only when it's explicitly required of us to follow the example of these Bibles, then should we?
那是一点呢，所以说不要以个人的经历来解释圣经。
11, do not use personal experience to explain Bible.
哦，要以圣经的真理来辨明个人的这个体验。
Rather, using the Bible truth to discern our experiences.
我发现我们会有这个误解。
There is a common misconception.
比如说受圣灵啊，有些人见证啊，受圣灵好像电，电得很强烈这样。
Some people will use the analogy of electricity to describe how they have received the Holy Spirit.
那么就有一个错觉，断定说：“哦，圣灵像电，哇！”所以你受圣灵的时候被电到，哦，这样子。
So accepting it on its face value will lead you to believe that receiving Holy Spirit is like being electrocuted. It's strong, and this is not really right.
圣经没有这样记载。
Because nowhere in the Bible can you find this.
有一些青年呢，我年轻时候灵会祷告哇。他圣灵充满了。
Some students in SSCs they would describe their experience of Holy Spirit.
传道告诉他，哎，哇，你受圣灵了。
And when it's made known to them that they have received Holy Spirit,
他说没有，我们没有受圣灵。
They would tell me that no, I don't think I have received Holy Spirit.
经过一段时间，哎，怎么会一直都说他没有圣灵
？But after a while.Began to wonder how come he insists that he does not have Holy Spirit.
所以我就跟他谈说，你为什么说你没有圣灵？
So I ask him, why do you say that you do not have Holy Spirit?
那你刚才祷告的时候，为什么会这样讲？
Why is it that when you prayed just now, you pray in this manner?
他说我没有电到啊。
He said, I have not been electrocuted.
因为他听见证了，他说受圣灵被电到一样，哦，怎么样？从来没有这种感觉，祷告一直讲灵言，但是没有这种感觉，没有圣灵。
Because from what they have heard, receiving Holy Spirit is like being electrocuted by the Holy Spirit, and they don't find this experience.
所以我才发现说，哇，我们很容易被这种见证啊，体验的见证啊，给误导了。
So sometimes we can be led astray by when we use personal experience to explain Bible.
啊，所以要特别注意这一项啊。
So I had to pay attention to this.
所以我说圣经是怎么说？受圣灵以什么为凭据
？So what is the biblical basis for judging if a person has received Holy Spirit?
就是说灵言。
Speaking of tongues.
没有其他的。
Nothing else.
所以我们就根据这个判断。
And this is our own judgment.
那至于身体感动，那个也是圣经没有清楚记载。
Whether we should consider body movements. Bible did not record anything specific.
你说感动一定要什么形式吗？为什么感动有人这样有人那样？说没有关系，那个是个人的，那个不是真理，那是个人的。你人家的自由啊，你为什么要干涉他呢？
Should we confine the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit to certain body movements? No, this is how each individual is moved, and this is not the truth.
所以我们一定要。要了解圣经，好啊，不要把这个体验呢加进来啊，这个是不要弄错了啊。
So let us understand the Bible and not use our personal experience to explain Bible.
那么有一些体验呢，可能不是正确的，所以要用真理的判断说，哎，你看异象啊，做异梦啊，什么感动啊，什么体验啊，都经过这个真理的检验，才存留下来，其他的不是的就去掉啊，不要去信他的。
Some personal experience are not founded, are not correct. There can be miracles or spiritual experiences that do not go in accordance, that's not in accordance with the Bible. We need to filter it out with the words of the Bible.
这样我们的信仰才会保守在纯正的信仰里面啊。
Only then can we keep our faith on pure biblical teachings.
再看十二点，十二点，十二。
Number 12.
以释经学来调和啊。这个真理的一贯性啊，就是来解释圣经的哈。
Use consistency of the truth to explain Bible。
这个意思就是，以释经学就是要使我们在不偏离啊，这个不至于说啊偏了，让我们对圣经整个会融合贯通啊，融会贯通啊，这样子。
This consistency of truth will help us deviate from what has not been written and will help us to link up different passages in the Bible into one.
不要有些又断章取义啊，会怎么样？会就很容易偏啊，很容易偏的。
And also will prevent us from picking out a specific verse and make out what is not warranted.
我发现说我们需要有释经学的这个工具来帮助我们啊。
So that's why I emphasize that we have to have these principles to help us understand the Bible.
所以大家能对我们呢，应该需要去学习啊。
And this is an area that we can all learn.
好，那这十三点啊。
Number 13.
不是用教会的传统教导来解释圣经。
Do not explain the Bible according to the tradition of a church.
要以圣经的真理来考证教会的这个啊。我们的教义
rather use the truth to examine the doctrine of the church.
有时候教会的传统是有时代性的。
Sometimes the tradition in a church has its own cultural background.
以前我们真教会初期的时候，我们很保守的。
In the beginning of this church, we were very conservative.
因为那个时候是幼稚的时期。
Because at that time, much has not been made known.
那种保守的观念，它是有一个阶段性的，不能永远这样子的。
This conservative attitude has its own time in history. It's not meant to be repeated in history.
好像旧约时代的选民啊，他是孩童啊，所以你看他神保守的用律法把他圈起来，跟外邦人隔绝，没有来往的，不要来往。
For example, in the Old Testament, the elect people were separated, protected by the laws in the Bible.
而且孩童长大了以后，师父就不要了，人自己可以做主了，你自己可以做主。
And they were infants, but when they grow up, they become mature adults, and they can make their own decisions.
那个传统就是好像摩西的那个帕子一样。那个阶段性的，到这要揭开了，主耶稣来了，这个帕子就拿掉了，这样。
It's like the veil of Moses. When the time is up, it will be removed.
好，那还有一些啊，我们的这个真理的教会是这个真理的柱石和根基。
Truth is the pillar of the church, the foundation of the church.
所以有些真理的这个传承呢，那就要越来越坚固。
So when it comes to passing the truth to the next generation, this process has to be solid.
因为越来越明白圣经嘛，越感到说我们以前那些初期的人，他说我是从启示来的，主耶稣告诉我的，啊，圣经记在那里，我也不大清楚啊，哎，这样。
可不可以再说一次？
就是初期那些像魏保罗他们传了很多我们真教会这些重要的教义啊，都是他用启示，主耶稣这样亲自启示给他的。
Many of our earlier teachings of this church were revealed personally by Jesus.
那现在后来我们才把它补上这个圣经的这个证明，圣经的这种解释啊，来更明白说哦，洗礼的这个教义没有改变的，这个教义越来越真。越看越深，越坚固，这个真理越坚固啊，这样。所以传统在真理的这个里头啊，得到坚固啊，这样子。
With examination of the Bible, we reaffirm what has been made known to us, and our understanding of the truth has been made even more clearer to us.
那么经过真理的这种检验之后呢，发现说，哎，这个是有时代性的，这个应该要过去了。那小孩子的嘛，小孩子的现在既然长大了，就孩子的心思意念的行为啊，都丢掉了，这样子啊。
Through the examination of the tradition with Bible, we come to recognize that there were certain acts that belong to babies, infants, that those can be cast aside.
那最后的一般原则，就是最后刚才我们提到了啊，哥林多前书十三章那里啊，这个出手住，那就。不会跑出，不会跑到这个范围以外去了啊。
And if this is how we approach the Bible, then it would help keep us within the scope of the Bible.
我想我就介绍这个到这里就好。
And I will conclude at this point.
好，那下面那些啊，这个讲义里的话，这个说明你们有时间自己看一看啊。
There are other materials in the handout. When you have time.You can read it on your own.
好，那这一篇的目的啊，也是要让你们说，更有兴趣啊，去学习这个释经学。那么释经学啊，林传道已经写了一本很详细的啊，感谢主了啊。我们工人最好啊，每个人都应该要学习啊。
The purpose of this class is to help introduce to you. Biblical explanation theory, and Pritchard Lin have already written a book on this, and it's strongly encouraged that all workers should have a copy of this.
那我刚才问林传道说，他现在已经开始在翻译英文了，英文版的啊。
And they have begun to interpret this Bible book into English.
大概不久啊，我们就有英文版可以看啊。
And very soon we expect to see the English translation of this book.
感谢主。
Give all the glory to God.
这一集就讲到这里。
I'll conclude my class.
同心默祷。
Let's bow heads and pray in silence.